Yes. My name is Willie Hamlin.
And how old are you, Willie?
81 years old. 81.
How long have you been here in Gruard?
I was born in Gruard.
You were born in Gruard?
Yeah.
How did, how was it, what was it like when you were first here in Gruard?
It was all bush. Hardly no place to live. Just bush all over.
Bush all over?
Yeah.
Were you here before the priest come in?
No.
The priest?
The priest came before me.
The priest came before you?
Yeah.
Did they have a mission here?
They have missions since they came.
And a church?
And a church, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And how did the other people start moving in? Do you know anything about that?
They move out one by one, moving out from someplace all over. Some from Leclerc, from St. Paul, from all over.
How did they move in?
They're moving on a boat from Athabasca Landing.
On a boat?
Yeah.
Do you remember what year that was?
No, I can't remember. Too old.
Too old?
Yeah.
And how did they come up here? Like, were they all Indians or half-breeds?
They're mostly half-breeds. Mostly French half-breeds.
French half-breeds?
From St. Albert, some of them. Mm-hmm. Belcourt.
Mm-hmm.
Belcourt and Gladue.
Mm-hmm.
Cotterays.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And who owned this land before you came? Do you remember?
It was free land.
It was free land?
Yeah, free land. It was a free land. People camped any place they wanted to.
They camped wherever they wanted to?
Yeah. Till the treaty comes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the treaty comes, all they got to just check up to have a free grand little bit there and there all over where they live.
Mm-hmm.
They sever their little spot where they live there. Except the treaty Indians, the treaty, they got their own land,
mm-hmm.
reserve.
Do you remember something about the great land speculation back in 1904, I believe it was? When they were going to make Gruard into a big city?
Oh, I remember that when they surveyed this town by lot. Then that time they know who owns the land, little bit there and there, and I tell you, they jump up to buy the land.
Mm-hmm.
They went up to $1,000 or $2,000 an acre. And they're settled up in the bush back here in the bush, taking homesteads all over in the bush, in
mm-hmm.
the heavy bush. They figured to have a town, a bigger town.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the town is cut off, broke.
Do you know why it got cut off?
I'm kind of experienced why the train stops at Smith. They came at Smith that far, so far, up mm-hmm. to Smith. And then the election day comes, and they traveled back and forth. They're hard on the liberal party. They're very hard, every one of them, see, only liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the priests went over to Montreal and Quebec all over, so they move out lots of French people to Palais and Giroville and all over.
Mm-hmm.
And before the election comes, well, they settle up in Palais and Giroville already, see, a big bunch of it. And then, so they work on it, they're going to change off the railroad, to take the railroad over and then west side from Gruard.
Mm-hmm.
So the liberal wins, and right after that, well, then the railroad goes through to High Prairie, west side.
Mm-hmm.
So they missed Gruard, they have to break the town off. They move out in High Prairie when the train passed through.
Do you remember the brothers, the Revlon brothers that had owned lots of this land?
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, I remember them.
Were they white people?
Yeah, they're white.
Where did they come from?
They're mostly French people, kind of French people, you see. That's what they call them, Revion Frères.
Revion Frères?
Yeah, Revion Frères, Revion Brothers, you see.
Revion Brothers. Yeah. Oh, I see. And what happened? Did they sell this land, or?
No, they just didn't move out, you see. They had a big sawmill there, and they mixed their trade pretty good to the people, and then they sold the place, and they move out.
Mm-hmm. What was the trapper's name here that was buying the furs? If there was any, there was trapping going on, eh?
Oh yeah, there was lots of trapping going on. There were mostly Hudson Bay and Rivions and Rivion Star and all kinds of different little business for buyers. But when it comes to sell a good fox, they're always making an auction sale, kind of an auction sale.
Mm-hmm.
The one pays more, well, he's got it for.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of transportation did they use, like wagons and dog teams? Is that what they use?
Aye.
What kind of transportation? Like, how did they travel in the bush to get their furs?
Oh yeah, they mostly hired. They hired the trappers. They goes up wherever they go, and they had a team of horses there at that time already. Well, they hired a team to go and pick up the furs all over. Up to Whitefoot Lake, Prairie Lake, Buffalo Lake, Lone Lake, all over.
Mm-hmm.
Fur buyers going.
Now, how did the early settlers make their houses? What did they make them out of?
Well, they made houses with logs. Just logs. The other auger and make a hole on the door to hold it, to use it for the spikes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The windows, they make the old canvas for the windows.
Mm-hmm.
For the stove, they're making a mud stove. The mud stove, kind of a chimney built.
Yeah.
Mud stove.
Mud stove.
Mm.
Oh yeah. Were they warm?
No, yeah, they were. They're not very, very big to be cold, you see, just size enough to hold for that stove they built.
Mm-hmm. And what did they use to pack in between the logs? What kind of mud?
Oh, they mixed up with sand with the soil, top soil from the ground, see, that doesn't split.
Mm-hmm.
In the bottom ground there from 2 feet or 3 feet, well, it splits, it's gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
With the top soil, well, it's always dry up.
Yeah.
And dry and hard like a cement.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody fix it good, mixed up with the top chunks of little hay there, and mixed up with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cold.
How did you make your living?
Well, fishing, hunting, ducks, everything.
Mm-hmm. Did you help the priest to build that mission too?
No, yeah, they help. They help.
Mm-hmm. How did the Indian people gather here, like on Treaty Day? Did they have a big sports day and things like that?
Oh yeah, Every treaty day come to Holland, and they used to make a tea dance, Indian dance all night, having fun. Next morning they're all broke. $5 a year for one kid, one for one person. Didn't hold them very long. But that mostly went up to Sucker Creek and Drift Pile, so that's where they are, but Grewell, they never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing, when it comes to vote or something like that, or they used to have a dance or something like that, just to give their votes to somebody, liberal or conservative or anyone it comes.
Mm-hmm.
The way they got beat, the way they got fooled to vote, and they vote there.
When they started to vote.
Mm-hmm.
What did they, how, what kind of games did they play in these tea dances? What kind of games did they play in the tea dances? You don't remember? I guess they brought in a lot of furs to the Hudson Bay Company too, huh?
Oh yeah. Lots of furs.
Yeah.
They had lots of things and everything. But it was in a good way. See, I heard some people said they got beat from the Hudson Bay Company in the old days for their furs. But look, another way it comes. In the summertime, the Hudson Bay fed them.
Mm-hmm.
They gave them groceries, flour, and everything to pass through all summer, see.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time all summer. And during the winter time, well, they gave them a start again.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say very hard how they beat.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the people. But they're willing to give their furs, you see. They didn't take their furs away from their hand. Well, they're willing to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
For the price, they're satisfied with how much they're offered.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I understand. That's the way I.
Mm-hmm. How old is Gruard now, do you know? The mission?
From my own idea, to tell you for guarantee, it's about 100, 115 years anyhow.
115 years old?
Yeah.
Who was the first priest in here, do you know? Was it Bishop Gruard?
No, it was Bishop Clue. An old Bishop Clue.
Bishop Clue.
And Father Dupin.
And Father Dupin.
And Father de Marin.
Father de Marin.
And old Father Lacombe, they were telling about Father Lacombe, who was going around here too.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days.
How did the priest travel to these other posts?
Well, they travel with dog teams. I tell you, they suffer themselves to go around to visit the people.
Mm-hmm.
Some priests, they're not for smart, you see. They can drive dog teams just like the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Going around. I travel with priests lots of times. Boy, we had hardly nothing to eat. Hard time. Mm-hmm. On a muskeg with horses.
Mm-hmm.
And we're short of grub lots of time, and we have to camp outside. They didn't mention about suffering, nothing at all. They just keep on, wherever they want to go, they got to go. Don't matter what kind of water, they have to go there, they have to bathe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't prove it, what kind of a strong idea they have to come out, but anyhow, they did.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
I guess you've seen many cold winters here in Gruard.
Oh, yeah. Lots of cold winters. Lots.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of tough winters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, in the homes, before all this new change happened, how did the Indian peoples, entertain each other?
Well, don't worry about that. Everybody was brothers.
Everybody was brothers?
Yeah, brothers. Everybody there, brothers. I see about 10 families in one place there. Well, if somebody's got sick or something like that, well, they join them. They give them some wood.
Mm-hmm.
They help some wood. And if somebody kills the moose or something like that, they just, the young boys or young kids just go all over in the places there. Her little parcel goes there and there all over in the place, and they give the meat to everybody.
They would help each other a lot,
eh? Yeah, till they got something to the last for their own.
Mm-hmm.
I seen one fella kill one moose one time in the bush. He just stand there and The one there about with seven people. He just stands there and look at them butchering. He stands back, he said, "Your people, help yourself. Take whatever you need."
Mm-hmm.
Not 1 cent, not at all. And they never spoiled anything at all. What? They were they killed the ewes. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't see no spoil, not at all. You wouldn't see no hide thrown away in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
Or a head, moose head or something like that.
Everything was used?
Everything was used. Yeah.
And nowadays everything is a big waste, huh?
Yeah, it's a big waste. The Americans comes in the bush, sometimes they just shoot one moose, knock them right down, take the horns off and leave them there.
Mm-hmm.
And rot.
Do the people help each other much now?
Right now, today?
Yeah.
No, it's a big different life altogether.
It's a different life, eh?
Yeah, it's a big different life. But the old days, they wouldn't look at you, they help you out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I had two coyotes to move out to the lake or someplace there for traveling. That night, one of my horse was choking, died in the morning, and just have one horse there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ready to move. My neighbor came there, I told him, I said, "I'm stuck." I said, "Man, come on to my coyote." "Who?" He said, "I got three horses there, you can just help yourself and take one, and you're that one.
Mm-hmm.
You can have one."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had another horse there for nothing, for my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Not 1 cent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was. But now you can't see that, no.
Did the priest give much work to the people around here?
It is given a lot of work, but no wages.
No wages?
Well, it was no wages all over the world anyhow, all over the country. So maybe they follow.
That was in the war years, I guess,
yeah.
Huh? Well, they did feed them, though. They did give them food and things like that, though.
Oh, yeah, when they gave them by wages, I'll say like $1 a day. Or they're not scared to cut a piece of meat and beans or something like that to give them for nothing. When they know it's sort of out to get to buy a grub out of his wages,
mm-hmm.
they have to give them some grub,
mm-hmm.
tea or sugar, something like that, see.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't give anything.
Mm-hmm.
To know, to prove, to spend for nothing, see, but they give it.
Mm-hmm.
What is sure to be used in their home.
Yeah. So did the families visit one another a lot?
Oh, yeah, they visit. Every morning they go to their tent. They're trying to go and find out what they are, what their feelings, if they're sick or
mm-hmm.
not.
So they used to visit each other a lot, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no fight.
Yeah. Do you know anything about Barney Morse?
Yeah, I know a lot of Barney Morse. A lot. I work for him there. He's right. It wasn't no different to the other people like Barney Morse. He was young and sweet and visiting all over and
mm-hmm.
friendly with the people.
He was friendly with the people.
Yeah, friendly with the people, and he had a little job all the time to give a little work to the fella. He knew it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a bad man at all.
He was a good man?
He was a good man. Good-hearted man.
Yeah. There's a story out that he wanted $1 million from the railroad to push the railroad through here. And the railroad refused him. Is that true?
Out of his own money?
No, he wanted the railroad to pay him $1 million to push the railroad through this country, Ruard. Is that true?
No.
What happened then? Why didn't the railroad come through?
In here?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We just said about 4 or 5 years ahead, you see, the railroad is going to pass right through here. And nobody spoke anything about it on the phone, but
mm-hmm.
we thought they were going to help the people, the farmers, like,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it never happened, eh?
Well, some old people knew the experience about the railroad. They said they'd seen a railroad before they came and grew it.
Mm-hmm.
They know how it works. But they wasn't that dumb not to know it. They know it.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't scared.
Is trapping and farming all the people did here?
Yeah.
Just trapping and farming, eh? Did they ever thought that there might be gold around here?
Oh yeah, they were expecting to have gold. They tried all over to look for gold.
They were trying at that time?
Yeah, every once in a while some old people, the ones they think they got the experience for the gold, you see, they used to go around all over the bush here.
They never found any though, eh?
I couldn't tell you, but they claim they find a little bit someplace.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Mm.
Well,